I was getting a little worried there.
Oh, the joining up is different. It's back to the way it used to be. Last time it would take me online to join. This time it took me to my podcast.
Oh, okay. So I'm so used to just sending you the link since we've been having problems the other times. So I don't even know. But anyways, good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Von and Z.
Welcome. We took a week off, and we were both really, really busy last week. So we had some time this morning, so we thought we'd come in and weigh in on things that are happening.
And here you go about weighing in. What we're saying. Okay.
You know, literally, right? That word. Oh, my God. Yeah. Back on my grind as far as weighing in. And I've been doing good so far. 6 pounds down.
Yay. Congratulations.
Every pound counts.
Definitely. So what you been doing to get these pounds down?
Girl, I've been wearing my waist trainer down. Just bought this thigh trainer with the armbands and the waist thing. And I've been using that. I've been just, my thing is I'm dedicated to moving for 45 minutes a day. So I don't care what I'm doing, but I have to be moving 45 minutes a day. One day I was like I don't have no routine. I just dance, put music on, and I just have to jog in place. And sometimes I jog fast, sometimes I jog slow, sometimes I'm doing jumping jacks, sometimes just sitting there dancing. But it has to be like 45 minutes. This app that I have, it'll tell me how many calories that I burn, so I don't stop until I burn 200 calories.
Oh wow, that's great.
Yeah, so it's been a struggle. Oh, did you just get the invite that I sent you for the walk-in?
Oh, I seen it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. It's 2 o'clock today, and it's nice out, so I'm thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to a makeup thing.
You always got somewhere to go. You are a busy lady.
Mm-hmm. But back to the weighing and stuff, and that's good that you're going to go do the walk. Well, I've been watching what I ate, and of course, back to what Yvonne told me about the acorn squash and putting vegetables in it. So, you know, I fall here and there with my snacks, and I try to walk. Not like I did before when I was walking all the time until that bear showed up. That I saw the bear.
We ain't gonna try to get eaten up by no bear, that's for sure.
So I've been walking, like, you know, you go to the stores or you walk outside. I park real far from my car. I know it's not a lot, but it's more, you know. And I went to this flea market and we walked. And I have a Fitbit and it tells me how many steps. And I'm no close to no 10,000 steps.
Me neither, though.
But that exercising for 45 minutes, that sounds like something I can do.
Yeah, I did 45 because I did 30, and I said, you know what, I think I can do more, and I kept going while I was in that zone, so I just kept on going. So that's how it turned out to be 45 minutes.
Okay, so did you change any of your eating habits, or are you still doing the same?
I've been eating a lot less than what I normally eat. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but I just don't have a big appetite anymore, and I'm sticking to my proteins and vegetables. And I really haven't been snacking. Last night, I did snack, and I seen a difference because I had something salty. And then I was eating these sweet jerk and pickles that I love. So, I think I overdid it with those. So, I'm back on my grind. So, I'm just eating clean.
Okay. Well, that's good. Just, you know, eating clean.
Yeah.
What's eating clean?
No junk food. No fast food.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that fast food will get you on all kinds of... As soon as you bite into something fast food, that's it. You're on a roll.
I know. And the thing about it, I don't like a lot of fast food. The only fast food I really eat is the filet of fish from McDonald's. And I just get the sandwich. I take the top bun off because I'm not going to eat a big two buns. I get it with no cheese. And I just eat it like an open sandwich. And then I barely eat the bottom, but I only eat like half of the bottom bun. So that's how I eat that. So I want it, but I'm not eating that big old sandwich with two pieces of bread and cheese. So I don't get like that. And I never eat French fries. Well, I'm not going to say never. She always get French fries. So I always steal one or two of hers. I always say, give me two fries and that's it. So we've been doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a winner there.
Yeah.
But, I got to say from my pancakes.
I love pancakes. But I haven't had them since we went out to breakfast last.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went with somebody and we had, I got pumpkin pancakes. But I was
How was that? How was that?
It was good. I only ate one. They were huge. I even knew they were wrong to eat. They gave me four of them huge ones. So I ate one and I came back home and froze the rest of them. In a little baggie and separate them and froze them. Now, I don't know how it's going to turn out when I take them out. It's still going to be tasty. But I couldn't eat all that. But yeah, that was basically I need to get motivated and moving. It's the moving thing.
Yeah, it really is. So I'm like, I don't have no routine and nothing. I just get on moving. You know, I was talking to somebody and they was complaining that they weren't losing weight. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to move. You can't sit back and complain about you're not losing weight if you're still sitting down watching TV. So you just got to, it's all about moving.
You're right. Sit down and watch. It's something with this weight loss.
Yeah, it is.
Especially like at certain ages, they say it's harder to lose weight, but I don't know.
I ain't falling in none of that. I'm getting it in regardless. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be harder and I'm just going to have to do it.
Yep, me too. Oh, boy, I forgot about this thing. Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's, I don't know, Yvonne. I don't know where I'm going to go from here because I know when I was fasting, doing that, intermittent fasting, I was losing a pound a day. And then it seemed like it stopped.
Oh, really?
To me, it seemed like it stopped. Now
that's when you have to change up. Like me, I really need a serious change up because you know how I could eat the same thing every day. I literally eat the same thing every day. Every morning, it's one whole egg, one egg white, and a sausage. I did change out the sausage and got a lower calorie sausage, but it's the same breakfast every single day because it's my safe breakfast that I know I can eat without my stomach doing backflips.
Oh, okay. So that's why you have to eat the same thing, because
it's just say, especially when I run out in the morning, I ain't got time to sit down and figure out if my stomach gonna be acting up.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. No, I don't have to eat the same thing every day. My stomach is straight only unless I eat milk products like dairy. Like if I eat a bowl of cereal,
I definitely stay with that. Yeah. I used to eat a lot of dairy, like yogurt, and I like cottage cheese, but I can't eat ice cream. So I'd say I haven't really been eating any dairy in a long time. I don't even know if there's been a difference since I stopped eating it or not.
Because I went to it's Amish. I call it the Amish country, but it's up in Pennsylvania. And I went up there with my friend because she likes to eat at the, I forget the name of the place, Shady Maples. She loves Shady Maples. So I went up there with her and she wanted to go to a flea market up there, the Green Dragon. So I went up there with her and I walked around. And then after that, we went to Shady Maples. And no one, you know, it's a big buffet. I don't know, have you ever been there?
Okay, so, I don't do Philly, Pennsylvania. I don't do that area.
Okay, so it was a big buffet style at Shady Maples, and last time I went there with her, I was eating a lot of stuff I shouldn't have. But this time when I went, my mindset was different, and my portion size was small. I made sure I got carrots. And I looked to see what was heavy seasoned. You know, I just looked at the food. And I didn't get that much. And then I usually eat a bunch of dessert. Nope. I didn't even eat the dessert. And let me tell you, they had some good desserts. But nope, I didn't even get any.
Oh, okay. So well, that's good.
My mindset is changing. I said, my mindset should change and stay home. That's why I said I already ate out. It's done. I'm going to stay home and eat this stuff I already had.
Well, that was strong. That was strong to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a mind change, knowing that what affects me. You know, my body tells me, girl, don't eat that. Girl, you know your heart gonna go pitter-patter if you drink some caffeine.
Right.
No.
Well, no. You know what you can eat and what you don't eat, and you kind of stick to that.
Yeah, until I get home. And then my kids, I have cookies. Well, my daughter, I have cookies or something. I'm like, that's one thing I got to get my mind wrapped back where I was, where I wasn't even touching there. Little snacks.
I just steal a chip here and there. Todd has a lot of snacks, and I don't usually eat them. But I will take like a chips. I will eat them, especially if they're barbecue chips.
Mm-hmm.
But so I try not to bite them too much. The half the stuff she likes, I don't even like.
Mm-hmm. And back to your exercise, the one that the arms and the thighs that you was exercising.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on someone YouTube that I follow. I can't remember her name, but she had it. And she says it's wonderful. And she saw some inches lost.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I want one of those. I said, I'm going to order one.
Yeah, you should.
I said, but
what color was hers?
Pink, I think. Pink.
Oh.
She had the pink, it was like black, but the pink, I'm going to look and see, but I remember pink.
Yeah, I got it off of Amazon, and some of them are paying like $60-something. I think I got mine for like $25.
Oh, you're going to have to say Amazon. Yeah, I'm going to have to look on Amazon, because last time you told me you had a waist trainer for...
Yeah, I think I got it for $12. Yeah, I think I got like $12. Yeah, I'm not spending... Because it's the same thing. It's just that some people are getting their logos put on them, and then they promoting them as, you know, their own business, but it's the same thing. So I'm like, I ain't buying yours, I buy my own.
But my thing is, do they rate prices by sizes too? Because sometimes the bigger you are, the more you have to pay.
No, they didn't with this one.
Yeah, because I said I wanted one. Because I said, well, I can wear it over my clothes, because I was going to join Planet Fitness. But then, you know.
I ain't doing my gym.
Well, it was join the gym, because I was like, at least I can get that done all at once. And then my mindset would be the gym, and I know. But here I sit here, I can go walking in my neighborhood. But, you know, or you can, like you said, dance in your house.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to the gym because with COVID, I don't even want to deal with that anymore. And I've never lost weight going to the gym. I just never have. I probably maintained. Mm-hmm. What really helped me maintain was hula hooping, and I got away from that, and I started gaining weight again. So now I'm back to hooping. Not as much as I was before, but I'm picking it up more than I have been.
Okay, that's good.
So, and then I've been doing some home repairs, too. Todd had wanted to move into the spare bedroom, so that means I had to paint it, and I had to redo that whole room. And so we did that this weekend. I painted it, and as soon as the paint wasn't even dry, she was moving her stuff in there. She couldn't wait to get in that room. Oh, and she had these LED lights on the ceiling of her old room, and I told her, just leave those up and I'll buy you some more. I got up, she done ripped them lights down and tried to put, she got tape and taped them lights all around her other room. I said, let me do this. So yesterday I went and bought a ladder, because I don't have a ladder. I had a step stool and I couldn't get up high enough, so I said, I just need a ladder. So I went by the thrift store. And I said, I'm going to stop by there when I came back. I got a used ladder for $15. And it's like, it's not the prettiest ladder, but you know what? That ladder serves its purpose. So I got up there and I hot glued the lights all the way around the ceiling. And I didn't care about the hot glue being up there, but I was like, you know what? Whatever. That's not like she's going to take them down. And if she do take them down, that room will probably have to be repainted again anyway. So now the other room was like an office / Zoom room and everything else. So she'll probably do her school, set up her school within the other room.
That's nice. That's good that you went and got all that done. And she couldn't wait to get in that room, huh?
She could not. She didn't last all night. She got a little dog, put her dog in the room and everything. But she's been sleeping with me since she's been born. So next thing I know, probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, here she come crawling in the back of my bed. So I don't know. She said, I hate that I sleep with you all the time. I said, well, that's all you know. I said, I've been sleeping with you forever. I said, you'll grow out of it. So.
Well, she'll grow out of it.
Yeah, she'll grow out of it. Yeah, they get teenagers. She spends a lot of time in her room. So that's a biggie. She could used to stay under me all the time. But she did not order her a TV for that room because she had a TV that's on the wall in the other room. She wanted to take it off the wall. And I said, I am not taking that TV off the wall. I said, everybody wants a TV on the wall. I said, nobody's doing that TV off the wall stuff. So I told her, leave that TV there. I said, I'll just order another TV for the other room, and that way you can have it. I won't put it on the wall. I'll just put it on the dresser like she wanted. Because mm-hmm. She moves the room around a lot, and sometimes the TV angle is not right where she can see it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm that's not me. Like, I don't rearrange furniture. I just don't like to change, so I keep it where it is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she changes her room, like, every few seconds. Every couple of minutes. Hours, days, weeks, she'll change her room. So I'm like, okay. And I told her with that other room, she don't have to move everything from one room, like the two dressers and stuff. Just leave them in the other room. You don't have to move everything. That way you have less things in that room and you can move around better. So it worked out. It looked like a whole different room. I wish I did the before and after, but I thought she had and she thought I did. And we both didn't. But it's a drastic change because it was a dark. My daughter had painted it a dark, gloomy turquoise color. And I said, that's why you're so depressed. The room is so dark and gloomy. And now it's like it's a gray, but it's the lightest gray almost to white color. Oh, so okay. Today I'm going to go out and get the curtains for the room and that'll really set it off. So we're almost done. I might change up some wall stuff, but it's looking good.
What about your room?
I did my room already. I painted it and everything. And, I got a declutter in my closet. And then after that, my room was done. I got to paint my living room and got to paint my kitchen and my bathroom. I am not looking forward to painting these big rooms.
Well, I rent and they have a nice color in here, but she did say if we want to change it, we could paint, but we would have to paint it back to the original color. And I'm like, who wants to do that?
That's right. Who wants to do that? That's too much work.
Doing none of that.
No, thank you.
I'm going to stay here for my little bit of run, pay this rent, and then when it's time to go, I'm out.
Yeah. Painting, it takes a lot. Like, it's a lot. Like, I never painted a ceiling, but my living room ceiling needs to be painted so bad, and I might paint it. I may hire somebody just to do this one room because it's so big. And I painted my pantry too, thanks to you. I wasn't thinking about painting the pantry. And you said, well, did you paint it? I'm like, paint it. And I looked in there, I was like, oh, guess I better paint it. But I should have painted her closet while I was painting that pantry, but I ain't into it. The door's always shut. I ain't trying to paint nothing. I want to make more work than I have to.
Well, maybe when she get older, she can paint it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Two more years she'll be.
You know what? She helped me paint that room. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm telling. She literally almost painted that whole room because she wanted it done so bad. She said, "Can I help?" And I was like, "I didn't really want to because I didn't want paint all over the floor." So, but she took charge. She really took charge, and I have to learn to trust Tatiana because she is very, very headstrong and very knowledgeable. Like we went to Disney World. I was looking at the map and I'm like, I'm the adult. I'll find the places. I was getting us lost. And she said, Mom, give me the map. Just hang on to me. So I would hold her shirt and she would just guide us through. And she found these places on her own. I said, Ty, I have to learn just to trust you. I said, because you know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's good. I don't even remember no map in no Disney World. We just walked around. We ain't had no map. We went to every little place, everything. We just walked around the whole thing. I think I stayed in the Winnie the Pooh ride or something. We had little kids. And then, like, the castle and everything. Yep. The princess castle.
Uh-huh.
Plus, my daughter went about, like, 3 times already. Like, with her friends, to school. And I have never went. My dad. We went. Sorry about that.
Oh, so I did
because
up.
I just got a face time. So I hurried up and hung up. Now I have to hurry up and text to tell her not to. I'll text her back. I'll FaceTime her when I get done. It's my daughter in New York. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's only things. That's the only thing is waiting for these getting phone calls. I don't know if putting it on airplane mode, if we could still do this app because the app needs Wi-Fi. I don't know how that works. I don't know if you can use that doing this. But, what do you think about this election? It's driving me crazy.
Oh, the election?
I was so impatient.
Well,
yeah.
I remember way back when, I think I was listening to Reddit or I don't know where, but one person said the election, how do it affect you? And that's what they said. How do this election affect you? And I have to think about it. And I say it affects the future generation. And I was just hoping that we get the right one in. The one that understands politics, the one that understands the working of the government, to understand how the other countries view us and what us being over there mean to them. Because it's a whole lot with this government. It's not just America. It's like the whole world is watching and want to know. Because really, do America watch everybody else's election? I don't think so. We don't watch who gets elected anywhere else. I don't think that's big, exciting news, but when whatever happens here in America, everyone's watching. So this, yeah. And looking at everybody on TikTok, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness. Some people cried when Joe Biden got in. But I still think that something's, you know, I'm thinking he's not going to let this go like this. Something's, you know, I'm still like, not celebrating. I'm just still watching because he just, you know, I don't know, it's the Supreme Court getting that woman in as fast as he did. And I don't know. I'm glad they said Joe Biden won, but I'm not believing it until January 2020.
He's got it. I mean, it's his. There's nothing it's his, he won. But I don't know how they're going to do the inauguration because before it was, you know, you gathered and stuff. I wonder if it's just going to be televised. Yes. And that would be just so sad. That would be so sad, you know. Every president wants to see the sea of people to come and see him, but with COVID, I don't know how they're going to handle that.
I'm excited like everyone else. I'm very excited, like the people who wanted Joe Biden and Kamala Harrison. I'm excited over the whole they got in, you know. I'm just excited over that. Now, what changes is going to happen? I hope, you know, he can get rid of some of these laws that, you know, they have in there and get the people from the border with the children, they say, in the cages and you read about. I hope they get there and get them out and do something different.
Yeah,
and
that's
the children that go to school, they've been here. I think they said they were going to make them give them a citizenship. I'm not for sure, though. Don't quote me. But I'm looking for changes. I'm looking for changes. I mean, especially with the crisis, the COVID crisis.
Yeah.
I don't know about the vaccine. You have the people, the non-vaccinators, and you have the ones that said they will take it.
I don't know. No, I'm not taking no COVID vaccine. The vaccine is too new for me to participate.
Yeah, I can't participate either because my body can't even handle sugar. What the heck is going to do with a vaccine? Bad enough. I got the flu vaccine. Did I get it last year? I got the flu vaccine last year, and where he gave me the injection, that it swelled up, and it's still swelled up. So on my shoulder. God. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I know I'll be looking when things happen. I was like, what? And they say you should get your flu vaccine now. And I'm like, no. Remember I was coughing a lot? You won't hear me coughing anymore.
Well, are you still taking that medicine?
I stopped taking the medicine. I just used my same old medicine. And I don't know why my blood pressure went all haywire. I really don't. So I don't know if it's because, you know, COVID came around and hit me, or my food I was eating.
So you you change your medicine yourself, or do you have to change it?
Oh. I do what I want. Which is not good. Nobody, don't quote me, don't follow me. But
yeah, please don't follow your medical professionals.
I called him. I'm gonna call him up and let him know, because I was coughing constantly. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, you were. You thought you had a slight cough. That was severe coughing, especially in the days of COVID. That was unacceptable. It was a little cough to you, but it was a lot of cough. Yeah.
Well, my daughter said I still should go check it out. She said I might have. She already gave me I got lung issues. God, she said I need to go get tested for some other stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Love it how they can recommend medical procedures for you and stuff.
Yeah, I ain't gonna.
And they probably haven't been to doctor themselves.
one goes to doctors every chance you get.
Oh,
that's my one in New York.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, have you bought any new clothes or anything?
Any new clothes? Yeah, I bought some pants from Walmart.
I like Walmart's clothes because they're reasonable. I'm not really into fashion, so that's enough for me. You know, I don't buy expensive clothes at all. Like, not at all. So that I like Walmart's clothes.
Oh, my daughter had 50% off, like friends and family at Old Navy. So we went yesterday to Old Navy and I got a jacket. And I was like, oh, it's cold. Let me wear my jacket. So I put my little jacket on. It's like a hoodie, but it has, it's real warm, like a lining in it. I put that thing on. I was so hot.
Oh my God. So you picked the winner. So
that's going to be when I go to work, where I have to stand outside and wait for the students to walk up so I can stand outside with it on, and it has a little hoodie. So
okay.
So I bought that, and then I bought Christmas stuff for my daughter's fiance. I bought him some pajamas and everything because it was 50% off. So I got him some stuff. My jacket, my daughter, a couple things, and that's it. And I said, I'm not going anywhere else, spend no more money. See, that's what happened when you get work, you get some a job, you get extra money. And
you get some money. Say, you can shop for your kids? You still can shop for them? Oh, okay.
I know what they like. And they make sure, and I watch what they wear. I look at them and see what they have on. My oldest one haven't changed. She's still wearing the same thing, and she takes, like, if you have a bag of clothes, she'll take the bag of clothes and go through it and see what she likes. Mm-hmm. And both of my kids, I guess not, they like me, but one of them, she's fashionable.
I've been stopped buying for them a long time ago, especially my youngest one. She's so particular. She's so particular, so I don't buy anything. I might buy a bag or something like that if I see something. But other than that, I can't even remember the last time I bought them anything.
I just mostly shirts. Like like shirts or saying on a shirt, or you know, like pants and stuff. Like, since my youngest one is losing weight, I'm not buying her anything. And then I asked her about her fiance. I said, what do he like? She said, oh, you can get him anything.
He's easier.
She said, you can get him anything. And my oldest one, the same thing. It's just like shirts or like pants. I know I can get her like a 2X pants or something like that. And she likes sweatpants and sweatshirts and like her nice, like going out kind of stuff. I really don't pick out. I just like her sweatshirts, sweatpants, stuff like that. She still wear that. Sweatpants season now.
It sure is. I haven't bought any sweatpants or sweatshirts, but I did buy one triple oversized big sweatshirt. I like big oversized shirts. And this one's, it fits almost like a dress, and it's about three people can get in it with me, but I like it because it's comfy and it's warm. And when I'm cold, when I get up in the house, it's cold, I put it on. I went out with it a couple of times. I know people shaking their head like, what the heck does she got on? But you know what? I don't even care. But it was comfy, so I just wore it.
Yeah, they probably wondering where you got it from. Really, they probably like, where'd she get that from? Cause I want it. It's hat season too.
I am not a hat girl. Oh,
give me a hat.
It clashes with the hair. I am not a hat girl. Give me a hat.
And I'll go out with just the hat on and don't need a coat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Give me a hat. That's what I used to do. I need to get a nice, cute hat now.
Have you made anything delicious lately?
Oh, let me see. All my food is delicious, but what did I make other than let me see. Like something, like a big dinner?
No, just anything. I want to find something else to eat. I think I've been squashed out. I'm getting kind of tired of acorn squash, and I cooked one 2 days ago, and I cut the half in half and then put the vegetables on it because that was enough just to eat. And it's like a struggle to go back and eat the other one. I've actually have thrown some of them away because I had them in there so long. So I think after this time, I don't think I'm going to make acorn squash for a while. I don't know. I can go back to the zucchini boats, though. I might go back to that, but I really need to find something else. But I just don't know what it's going to be, but it's got to be something super healthy.
I saw somebody had an avocado and it was stuffed.
I don't think I won't be going with that one. Stuffed avocado is probably good, but I don't know. I seen this guy last night make, I guess he made pesto or some kind of sauce for his pasta with avocado, lemon, garlic, and all this stuff in there. I said, you know what? That really looks kind of good. I've been looking at chefs on Netflix, and boy, I tell you, they're thrown down in there. This guy made a spaghetti, and I mean, he did the spaghetti had so many steps to it, and it just looked like it probably tastes amazing, but I don't have the patience to make it.
Oh, okay. And also, when you make stuff, if you're the only one that eat it, it's going to last, you don't.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, self, if you eat it for 2 days and you don't want it, freeze it. So I made a butternut squash too. A little tiny one. I found a little tiny one. So I cut it up and I did it and I tasted it and it tastes good. So I'm going to eat that this morning.
Oh, okay. Butternut squash is so good. It's butternut squash soup. And somebody used to make a butternut squash soup and it was so, so freaking good. And then they changed the recipe and it changed the taste. I haven't had a good butternut squash soup in a long time, but butternut squash soup is so delicious. I probably need to make one myself, but I'm too lazy.
I think Wawa made it. Didn't they have butternut squash soup at one time? Wawa?
I don't even know. The one I got was in a box. It was instead of in a can, it was in a box. I never had it at a restaurant because I'm always scared it's not going to taste good.
Oh, my friend made it. She made butternut squash. It was delicious.
I haven't made any soup this
year. I made
my
cabbage soup. I guess with all this...
Sylvia, you over there messing up the podcast. What are you doing over there?
He will be calling back. Because that was a quick, and I can't text him to tell him I'm on a podcast. Then he's going to want to know what podcast, and then he's going to want to find it. And then every time he talked to me, he will be critiquing it, talking about it, going on and on about it. So
Who needs that pressure?
Definitely. So he's going to call me back. So I'm going to head on off.
Okay. So, I guess we'll wrap it up right now. And
yes, we'll thank you for listening to us.
Yes, thank you for listening. And like I said, leave us a review, send us an email, tell us your thoughts. So if you have a subject you would like us to talk about, send us some suggestions. And hope everybody has a nice week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
That's great, great, great. Beautiful weather out today.
Yeah, but I haven't. You know, I've been outside, but it was kind of cold when I went out.
The sun is beaming down on me right now.
You're in the sunshine. You're outside in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sitting here enjoying my car. I had to wipe it down.
Oh, you didn't wash it? Just wipe it?
Yeah, I'm going to inside.
Oh, okay.
Just gotta finish it up. Yeah, so what's up with you? What you been doing lately?
Well, it seems like I've been working extra hard. I guess my hours have been flip-flopping, which makes it so long. But,
Are you washing dishes?
No, I'm cooking bacon. I was just hoping it wouldn't pick up, but I guess it is.
You can hear the sizzling. Like, that's what it sounds like the dishes are.
We're cooking it up, y'all. We're cooking it up over here. Okay.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Burning stuff. We're getting a real live. She can't cook. What? You can't cook over there. She's burning up the bacon.
I know what. It's not even. Oh, wow. This is how we start in this one, huh? Oh, boy. Cool. Let me turn the fan on. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
So what's been going on in your world?
I'm trying to get Christmas shopping done because, you know, I don't know about this way that news and stuff talking about a shutdown. So,
yeah, I believe it's going to happen. The numbers are coming very big, and it's just started to get cold. So I don't know what's going on. But I think it's going to start. They're going to start shutting things down.
Yep, and I work for the school system, and I know, like, if there's a list that the nurse got to follow with the children, and I'm like, as soon as flu season, they say, come around or cold season, it's a wrap. Everybody's going to be coughing and sneezing, nose running. You ain't going to know what it is, so.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they're going to just probably.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. I wish they'd probably still send my client to school. They don't freaking care.
Well, if the school closes, oh, no, that's right. They have different schools stay open.
Yeah, and I don't understand it.
Because I remember summertime, they were open because I was riding on, see, I'm jack of all trades. I was on a bus ride, you know, waiting for a student to ride with on the bus. And the school was open. I'm like, wait a minute, everybody else come to school closed. The other children, why they ain't going to school?
Right. Top school offered virtual summer school. Mm-hmm. And she was like, after that online school, heck no, she wasn't signing up for that. And she always do their summer school. But she was done with that computer.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's why I said, well, let me get my Christmas shopping done. I got some boxes. I'm getting ready to go and wrap. I would wrap up the gifts and get ready to ship them out. And I'm going to tell my daughter, just leave them in the box. Don't open them until, you know.
Oh, you getting it done and shipping them early. Yeah,
because yeah, well, I don't know. Because she lives in New York and Como don't play. So
mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to be, you know, going right up there. I'll stay right here in my little hut.
Yeah, I thought I was going to go to my daughter's for Thanksgiving, but I really don't think I am. I think I'm just going to stay put.
And knowing my daughter, I'm like, what if I go up there and then they get sick? They're going to automatically blame me. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the blame.
Right.
So I was like, nah, that's all right. So I'm just going to stay here with my other daughter and enjoy our
y'all cooking. Y'all gonna cook a dinner together?
I don't know what she wants. I was talking to her today about it, but I was, you know,
uh-huh,
trying to get our gifts together.
Oh, okay.
Because her friend's birthday is next week. She's going to her friend's house for her birthday, and
they all got their little plans together.
Yeah, their plans and they're getting her. And I was like, well, that's nice. But I don't know what we're going to have for Thanksgiving. I don't know. One of them, I don't think they really care for turkey.
Uh-huh. I don't even want to do food. I don't want to be around no extra food. I call Top's dad and see if she can go over there, so I won't have to cook at all. But if she doesn't go, me and her do something. I'll take her out to dinner.
I think Thanksgiving is just to advance spending time with your family, and you should cook or eat what you like. If you like sandwiches, have sandwiches.
Right. I mean, it's just you, you know, it's just like my mom used to say, it's just another day.
Right.
Everything just another day. We just, because I don't have like Sunday dinners, because I know some families do big Sunday dinners.
Mm.
It's an extension of a big giant dinner. It's just you sitting down together talking, and before you would have family from all over to come and talk and stuff.
Right.
But, nope. I'm being all nosy.
I used to go with my friends. Her daughter would always invite me to dinner with them, and then they would fix a plate for my dad to take to the nursing home for him. And I thought that was so nice because I wanted him to have real food, not that fake food they feed him in there.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't want to cook it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, my one Thanksgiving, my brothers came to town. My brothers and their wives and the kids. And
both of your brothers are married?
Well, yeah, one of them was married, but he's divorced now.
Yeah.
They were coming, you know. And I cooked a big giant meal.
Oh, so you had a big old gathering that day.
Yep, it was really nice. I had a good, and I cooked everything.
Oh, you did it all?
Did it all. And the only thing I didn't cook was like the pies and cakes and cookies. I think I bought them. But yeah, I cooked the whole meal. And my brother has ordered like a ham, one of those spiral hams, honey. Uh-huh. Ones. And I had to bake that. I got like, you know, the free turkey. We had it all.
I used to do that, and I passed the baton down to my oldest daughter. She would have to cook the turkey and stuff, and I helped her get through that. But she turned out to be a pretty good cook. She got all boys, and she'd be getting it in.
Yep. So now, like, my youngest one is in New York. She does her own thing, and my oldest one, she has, what is it,
Friendsgiving?
Yeah, Friendsgiving. She has Friendsgiving, so I don't know what she's bringing for her friends.
Guess I would have to get some friends to get Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
We was talking, and I said, I'm a fool with a lot of people. So I never would have a big gathering. I said, all my friends is on different levels. I don't even know if I could ever get everybody together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what my daughter doing. Because they all work together. And they're all the same.
Yeah. Hello? Oh, you got quiet. I think
you were because I heard some noise and I was like talking going on.
Yeah, I'm talking the talk.
Oh, see, I heard all that. So I just was quiet so you can, you know, edit it.
I ain't editing nothing. It is what it is.
I'll be there.
Unless you could edit this.
Yeah, I edit.
We know how editing went last week. Uh-huh. So that didn't go too good.
Yeah, I'll do editing today. But yeah, Thanksgiving is nice. Because I used to, when we were younger, we used to have it at the house where we live. And then after that, we went to our cousin's house. And we went every year to our cousin's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my kids, we used to go to the kids' dad's side of the family, and they always invite me. Even after we broke up, I was still invited to go over there. And then I went over there. And I don't go anymore now.
No more time with the in-laws?
Huh?
No more time with the in-laws?
No, I don't want to go over there. I'm done. I'm done driving all the way over there. I'm like my kids, my mom, I'll go over there and see them. Like, if my daughter go over there, I'll go over there, too. And they ask about me, and I ask about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on this thing called Party Line. Like, mm-hmm. The line, and they all, you know, the family. So when my daughter's talking to her, my mom and pop, and I'll see them. So she'll say, well, my mom's here. And then I'll get in the little frame and say hi to them and see how they doing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
so. Is it video, or is it just, it's not video, it's just...
No, it's like Marco Polo. But like FaceTime or it's like FaceTime.
you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they see you.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought
because her dad
sounds it.
her dad lives out there in Minnesota, one of them M states, and he's on it too. So she sees him on there, and her aunt, she sees her aunt on there, and then her cousin was on there one time because I was
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's called House Party. I was talking to my mom, and then the little cousin came on, so she was talking to me too, and I was like, hey. Mind you, I've known since they were two, like her little cousin, two years old, like babies.
Oh, okay.
So they call me aunt, and I let them know I'm not your aunt.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I was quick, in a hurry. But,
yeah.
But I always enjoy my time Thanksgiving and Christmas with them. Very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problems. But now it's a new chapter in my life.
Yes,
I would go to my dad's Thanksgiving. The last 5 or 6 years, Thanksgiving was, you know, always my dad's. Is they wouldn't have it on Thanksgiving Day. His lady friend would make it like the weekend or something, mm-hmm. and I would go over there. And she even called me up to let me know that she wanted me to come over for Thanksgiving.
It'd
be my first Thanksgiving without my dad. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's almost a year. I don't know. It's coming fast. My birthday and my last. I mean, he would give me a birthday. I would go up there and he'd have a cake for me on my birthday. You know, it's just. So now I'm like, well.
All right. Ow.
So. Another milestone I have to get through.
Yeah, it's always hard to first. Of everything, so it's really hard and difficult.
Yeah, because you used to seeing a person, you used to call, and you know, I mean, I call them like every week, you know, during the days and stuff. A lot. Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about that food that I don't need to eat.
You already got the menu in your head?
Yeah, nothing. That's what.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness!
I don't know. I went to
maybe eat a stuffed squash or something.
Yes, that sounds delicious. I went to Panera Bread and got a butternut squash soup.
Was it good? Because I love butternut squash soup.
But they made it. It's milky. To me, it was something, and I think it was some milky in there. I didn't look at the
milk. You said milky,
yeah, like milk. You don't taste the milk or anything, but I think the base was like a milk base.
Because it's real clean.
Yes. And I tell you one thing, my stomach said, what is this you putting inside me?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
So I was like, oh, I got punished, but that soup was delicious. I said, I might get punished again.
Oh my God. Oh, you don't mind the beat down. You're going to get beat down again, huh? Oh my God.
Hmm. I enjoyed that. So then I made soup today.
Oh, look at you doing it all. I don't know what I'm going to have. Really don't want nothing, tell you the truth. I want a little something, but I don't know what. I know cooking hurts some chicken wings and rice, but I'm not going to eat that. I'll probably eat a couple of wings. I don't know what mine. I probably will eat that, and that'll probably be enough.
Yeah, I had, I made spinach, mushroom, onion soup, and then I put buckwheat noodles in it.
How'd that taste? Does it taste a difference?
Yeah. Well, it's like ramen noodles, but it's from a different company called Kayato. I don't know how to say it. But it was buckwheat and wheat noodles, but buckwheat was in there. So I took the buckwheat, and I just like the package because so much sodium, I just used like a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you got to watch, you know, I have to watch my sodium intake.
Yeah, that's like I make my like croutons in my salad, but I don't do a lot of bread now. And I'll just take maybe 3 croutons and then crush them in my hand and then sprinkle them so it looks like there's more.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, and I got to drink more water. That's what I said to myself.
I've been trying to drink more. I'll be so dehydrated in the mornings. I don't know why, but I did have a bottle of water. I lost it. This time I turned around, I got a bottle in this room, a bottle in that room. I'm like, geez.
You said you lost it.
Yeah, I had it just a minute ago. I'm looking around now, and I don't even see it nowhere to be found. So I laid it down somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. I made some tea. What was it? I call it Jamaican tea, but it's a biscuit.
Oh, is that good? Where'd you get that from?
I went to the New. It's in Violence. The New. It's like a
It's called the New.
It's like, I think it's called the New. It's an all natural store. It's like herbs.
I've been wanting to try some hibiscus tea. That everybody says it's so good. I've never had it before.
And I like the one that they have there because I tried. I went to down here at Berlin Market. This girl, mm-hmm. she sells it, and I bought like hers, and I made it, and just didn't have that same bite that I because I don't put nothing in it. I might put a cinnamon stick or some ginger, but I didn't put nothing in there. And I like to taste it without anything, and it tastes good. Not from Berlin Market. That one didn't taste as good. I went back, and they had half a container full. I said, next week, I'm going to get more. I'm going to get more because I had to stop and get something else from herbs. My daughter wanted black seed oil, so I had went to herbs to get that.
What do you do with that? You drink it?
Just take a little teaspoon a day and it's supposed to help.
Help you do what?
Look it up. Lose weight. She saw it on TikTok. She just told me it was from TikTok. This morning she just told me she wanted to, because people say it makes you lose weight. I said, you go ahead. I can't wait I want to see her taste it. Because I used to get black seed oil. Mm-hmm. I want to see her taste it. But I bought.
I heard it's horrible.
Yeah, I got that. And then also I got the immunity sticks they have there. Because I remember I got them before because of the weather changing and the flu and stuff. I got to get my immune system kind of up where I done tore it up with some chips and all that other stuff.
So you be vamping that whole diet?
Yeah, I'll be trying. I know you hear people's like, it's not like that. It's not like that. And I'm like, you don't know your... Everybody have a different body. That cells are different. Our whole body system is different. You know, so I know mine. And mine is saying, get yourself together.
You are in tune with your body, I tell you that. You definitely are.
Yes. I'm trying to be, because I know when I do wrong, my body tell me. I don't know, but I do love chips. That's my downfall.
Yeah. I like a good snack every now and then. You can have, I like those skins. You like those pig skins? Or what are they called? I can't even think what they're called. Those crackling things.
Oh, you mean which one? The fake one that you buy in the store already packaged and it looks like a puff?
Yeah.
Or the real one when you buy it? Yeah.
The fake one with the puffs.
Yeah, I used to eat them, but I ventured away from that.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, nah, I got to get myself together. I got too much. So my thing is I'm stuck on popcorn and chips.
I haven't had popcorn. I really haven't been snacking lately.
Oh, that's good.
I really haven't. Why? I don't know, but I just haven't. Sometimes I get up and I be wanting something. Mm-hmm. And I had some boiled eggs I kept in the refrigerator. I get one of those or... I had some bagged chicken and I eat a piece of that or something like that and then go lay down. But I really haven't been snacking lately. I've been really good, surprisingly.
Mm, that's good. Was you up there? Did you Hulu or walk or something today?
No, I should have. I didn't even work out the last 2 days, so I really got to do something today. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I need to do something.
Then I'm going to walk over to my mailbox. Maybe walk down to the end of the corner and back.
How long walk is that?
I don't know, right about 10 minutes.
You don't even do a 10-minute walk?
Yeah. 10 minutes good enough for me.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I mean, it might not even be 10 minutes. It might be 5 minutes. I was listening to somebody and they said if it's 5 minutes right now, that's good. He said then the next day you do the same thing, 5 or 10 minutes. At least you active. You know, you gotta get out there and do something. I wanna walk at the park, but you know what's my problem and I'm tired of talking about it.
It's almost hibernation time. That bear's long gone. It's winter. He done ate all the people he needed to. He's going to lay down.
Then somebody was telling me about coyotes. And I'm like, come on now. Why? I already told you.
Well, you need to stop listening to everybody. Who are you listening to? Who's telling you all this stuff? This
janitor.
You need to stop talking to her. Because you ain't never going to leave the house.
Well, when I was at around your town, when I was at work, I was outside and these three deers ran by. And then I went to get my phone to take a picture of the deer. It stopped and it was looking dead at me. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
He was bopping, posing for the picture. Yes. He's waiting for you to snap.
Yes, I'm going to send it to you too to show you.
Oh, you got the picture. He sat there and he said, what, camera? Let me pose. Sitting there cheesing back. And you weren't expecting to participate. No. He was like, hey, I like my picture taken.
Then I took my camera down and it was three of them. And I looked and all three of them was looking. And I was like, oh, I missed all three of them.
Oh, see, they were jealous. They want their picture taken too. It was like, I want a picture.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, the turkeys are out. The deers are out.
You gonna have to stay in the house. You got too much wildlife going on. That's too much.
Oh my goodness. And I was like, oh. Yeah, I did a lot of walking there too.
I bet you did. Well, them wildlife, you can keep it pushing. That's too much for me.
Well, at least it wasn't no bear. But you know what? That was the first thought. I was like, are they running from something? Let me look and see.
Oh. Oh, my God. Running to come get their pictures taken.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah, so that is it with me. I'm not doing much. Like, today, I just have to do, you know, my homework, the same old thing with schoolwork. Mm-hmm. Going down, countdown.
I got one class I can't even get through. One class with tests only have like five questions. I've been putting this thing off since the summer. So I have to go ahead and finish my one class so I can get my certificate and be done.
Yeah, I got more than five classes. I didn't do nothing yesterday. I was like, I don't even feel like doing anything.
Did you work yesterday?
Hey, I'm on my podcast. Yeah. No, yeah, I worked yesterday, Thursday and Friday at work.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that's when I work.
Yeah. That technical difficulty over there?
Yeah, my daughter's friend who's 9 months pregnant and due to have her baby in 2 weeks, but she's ready for him to evacuate the premises.
Oh, she's evicted him already. Jeez. And he can't even be born yet and he get evicted. Oh my goodness. She's like, he's getting out of here. Yes.
She and they probably can write to my daughter all kinds of stories about the baby.
Oh wow.
So yeah. But my thing is, mask up. I'm going in my room.
You're going in your room?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, you had enough already.
Mm-hmm.
You had enough already, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so tomorrow's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Z. Do we need to sing a song?
Yes, please sing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Z. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
No age. No age. We don't talk about that.
It doesn't bother me. I don't really care anymore.
I don't talk about it because I don't even remember. Because my
kids have. Oh, you celebrate those type of birthdays?
Yeah, I don't really. My birthday, like my mom used to say, every day is your birthday. That's what she told me. Every day is your birthday. That's what she.
Oh wow. Well,
and then I
guess that can work.
I said, Mom, Happy Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day.
Yeah, she right about that one. Every day is Mother's Day. Happy.
Merry Christmas. Every day is Christmas. See, that's ain't no holiday, nothing. My mom was just Yep. That's how she was. Every day was the same old day. Mm-hmm. But kids will get me cake and stuff. My mom would make sure of that. You know, we get cake.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter was like, Mom, I'm gonna get you a cake. I said, don't get me no cake.
I want to do something big for my birthday this year because it's a milestone birthday. So
I cannot believe that. I'm still in shock.
You can't believe it, girl.
I would milestone. What you going to do?
I want to have a party. I've never had a party. I mean, I had a party, but when I say party, I do want to have a party, like rent a hall, invite people that I really don't care about, let them come. Not that I don't really care about them, but people that I know, not my friends. Well, I'll invite my friends too, but I just want to invite people, not people. But I want to have a unique party. I want the Polynesian dancers to come. They are so entertaining and so fun. Mm-hmm. And I want my group of friends. I want to see, want them spinning fire. I just want to have a lot of fun.
So you want to have it outside?
It could probably be in and out. Like the Polynesian dancers, it could be indoors, but the fire part would have to be outdoors, of course. But they can fire inside, but I wouldn't want to do that.
So what year or what month you want to do this? Next year?
Yeah, I'm talking. It probably won't happen, but that's what I'm thinking. Not that I'm planning for it now like I should be.
Yeah. First, you got to call the, email the Polynesians, see how much they cost to come out and perform, and then your Hooper friends see, you know, or would they be up
to coordinate dates and everything, yeah.
So what date you going to have next year? What's the date? You going to have it on your birthday?
Probably on a Saturday. I don't even know what day my birthday's on next year, but I want to know Saturday. And if I don't do all this crazy stuff, I do want to get at least 3 friends together and have them go somewhere and just eat or something. I've said 3 friends. I'm sitting there trying to think, who are these three friends?
From Polynesian dancers and Hooper friends and hoops to 3 people sitting around to eat.
I said, if I don't, I don't know how that's going to work
with
out.
The corona.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even think about corona, but yeah, you know, right, because of corona, maybe it should be something small. I don't want to have a big, I can't invite a big people. I can't do a big party with this corona. I forgot all about that when I was sitting and talking, but yeah, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. But it'd be during the summertime, so I could still go see my Hooper friends. Maybe I'll do something with them on one day and do something else on another day. I don't know. I'm gonna do something. I'm not gonna be sitting home eating a half of a cupcake.
Well, you said it's a milestone.
Yeah.
Do something. Well, that's good. You got making your plans now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's a milestone for my brother, even too. Not, you know, a couple more years and be a milestone, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh.
You know, men are different. Some men are different. They don't even care.
Yeah.
Where they come. When my brother did come, because he lived in Florida, when he did come to Philadelphia, it was his birthday. His birthday is in January. I bought him a cake, and I went over there and had the cake there for him. He was all surprised. He said, "I can't believe you did that." And I was like, "Yeah, it's your birthday. Happy birthday." Cake and a card. He was really excited over that.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, this is the first birthday you met for a while. I haven't seen him for a while." Mm-hmm. And now that he's in Florida, I said, "Forget it. You ain't even gonna see me." And he keeps saying, "Oh, I'm gonna come up here and visit." Oh, no, that's all right. Y'all, Coronaville. They right down there.
I know they got it so bad. I see people on vacation going to when girls, she was in Las Vegas. I'm like, I didn't even think you could just pick up and take trips right now, but I guess you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go places. I'm watching this girl. She went to Maine. I was like, Maine? I mean, but here, if you go out of state somewhere and you come back and they said, what state you went to? And you tell them, and that's a high, you know, state. You got to quarantine for 14 days. And some people probably not even saying they went anywhere. They probably go and then come home. And people don't even say anything. But I think everyone's getting high up there. I think even us.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers today.
I think what it is when they get in the hospital and they don't have any more room.
And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Especially New York is back on fire again.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad in New York. They're turning parking lots into hospitals.
Remember when the ship showed up?
Yeah, they set them. They left them right out there in that water.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
And I like a good cruise, but I don't know about it now.
Oh, no. Cruise ship now? Oh. I've never been on a cruise. So I don't know if I want to go on one. Not right now.
Yeah, not right now. But I found love with my first cruise. It's nothing like cruising. You know, they treat you so good. When you come back, you need a week to depress and get your own life back together. Because that life you live on that ship is not real.
Why is it not real?
Because the food is available 25. I gained 12 pounds one time on one cruise. Oh. And I sweated like a dog until I got it all off before I came back to work.
Oh my goodness.
But it's 24 hours food. We would wake up 12 o'clock for the 12 o'clock buffet at night because they did a special buffet. Mm-hmm. And we would set our alarms and get up to eat. I mean, we ate so much. And the food, I like fancy food, like five-star restaurant food. And that's how they serve you in the dining room like that.
Ooh.
Like you ask for chicken and the chicken comes to your plate and you look at it and like, okay, that don't look like chicken, but I'm interested. But you get if you don't go in the kitchen, go. Like all this shaking. If they had just really fancy foods. So I really enjoy that. And you have some people who are not fancy. Well, I just rather have a hamburger. I'm like, well, you could have ate out on the deck. They have fries and burgers and chicken fingers out there if that's what you wanted. I enjoyed the experience of having to come dressed for dinner and mm-hmm. and see all the fancy food. It's one of the things where you get a big plate and it's like two spoonfuls of food on your plate. Real fancy like that. I like that. And it's like probably four or five courses and stuff. So I really enjoyed the dinner part.
Wow. When you going to get that experience at, you probably have to pay an arm and a leg around here.
Hire a private chef. I wonder how much it would cost to hire a private chef.
It wouldn't cost that much, I don't think. It all depends on what kind of chef you want. What kind of cook. Because who was this girl I was working with? She said her brother did some kind of chef, but it was like outside and he was like hibachi though. And he cooked it from, and then she said it was like $30 a plate. So I said, wow, if you had 10 people, that's $300.
Yeah, right.
So everybody would have to bring their $30 a plate. That ain't a birthday gift for everybody.
it sure would have to.
But he did all the cooking because she showed it to me on his Facebook and stuff. She showed me.
So are you excited that we got a new president?
Oh, yeah. It's nice to have a new president. Yeah,
somebody with some sense.
Yeah, I know for the last 4 years, I didn't know what was going on because you know.
And they didn't either.
I had other stuff to. I had other stuff to be worried about. All I know is. You know, what he did. They, you hear all kinds of, he helped this, he helped this, he did this. What'd he do? Well,
his lies and his recklessness with his mouth overshadowed everything he done. Like, I can't even get past that.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't. You know what? I wonder if you don't leave the White House, what did he do? Get the Secret Service have him removed because he's no longer president now?
I think I don't know, but I'm going to read and see because I think that somebody put on there, but I haven't investigated or anything, but somebody was saying, who's the head of the CIA? You know, I don't know, maybe he'll, what can they do if he's the boss of everybody?
He it's a change of power, so Biden is elect president. So I guess during inauguration, he would no longer be president.
But the lady that's supposed to do the transaction or whatever of this transaction of power, she didn't do it. She's not doing it. She hasn't done it, what she's supposed to do. So the thing is, they're not, when you think about it, they're not working for the people. They're working for him.
Yeah.
Not, well, that's the law. You're not working for the government. You're working for him. And I don't know why people don't see that.
What are you doing?
Oh, my phone dropped. You heard that?
Girl, yeah.
Yeah, my phone dropped. Yeah.
It's gonna be some.
Because I'm thinking a lot of stuff they doing for him, not for the government. you know. And his kids don't want him to, you know, the kids love the standard. I mean, they probably didn't even realize all this stuff that came along with it. And then he gets Secret Service people for life. I think the family does, too. I don't know.
Who? The ex-president?
Yeah, President Trump. He gets Secret Service for life. He gets whatever perks they get for being a president. And I don't know if his family get it too, his kids, but I know he does. And I think his kids might too. I don't know. Because you don't hear nothing from Clinton's daughter. You don't see all that on social media. Clinton's daughter. I guess I'm not looking at it, so I don't know. She might be somewhere.
Yeah, I don't see none of them, really. I mean, Obama's, you never saw his kids. The kids went in little babies. They came out grown women. I'm like, Dad, where they been?
Well, they talk about it. If they did bad stuff, you know they would have been on them. They was looking for, waiting for them to do something wrong. Mm-hmm. That's why I said the climate from him, from President Obama to Trump, is horrible. It's like Obama did so much that he could because it was a Republican, you know, Senate, to Trump doing whatever he wants to because the Republicans is for him. It's like the Senate is not even looking for the people's best interest. They're just looking for themselves. It's like this whole setup. Self setup.
Yeah.
But we can't talk about no other country because we just as bad. I don't even know why they said America was the greatest country. Because we have freedom, I guess, because we can do what we want
and see where that freedom's getting us.
Do whatever we want, say whatever we want, have marches, but certain people get run over while other people don't. So, what's this? I don't know. They got a march today.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they said they got a march in Washington today. So I'm like, not me, though. I ain't going nowhere.
Well, what are you doing the rest of the day? You have to...
Schoolwork. Yeah, schoolwork.
I'm doing movie night. I think I'm my movie dab in there watching Oprah's show. She has cooking on it today. And they're cooking up some stuff. I've been watching that all day.
Oh, Oprah got cooking shows?
Yeah, I don't know why I like to watch food even though I don't like to eat it. I do like to eat it. It just, I can't take the risk of eating stuff. It's not like I can't even eat food because it's always something.
Yeah. I watch cooking shows on my YouTube. One of the YouTube guys is a French chef. So he's a new French chef. So he'll be showing stuff on there. But nothing takes Julia Childs. I don't care. No one can take over Julia Childs. I used to watch that when I was younger.
I used to watch it too. I just wish it was. We had black and white TV at the time. I think she was in black. Well, she was in black and white in our TV. Like I said, maybe I wish it was in color. But now I'm thinking about it. If it was in color, we just had black and white.
Yeah, I watched Julia Childs on Channel 12. That was But now I'm gonna go and finish up what I was doing.
All right,
this car down.
Well, another good conversation. Thanks for joining.
Yes, everyone. Thanks for joining. And we'll see
you. And hello to all our international listeners. Yay. I think most of our listeners are international. How great is that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody have a good weekend.
Yep. Enjoy. Thanks for listening to Talking with Von and Z.
Bye.